Hello, everybody. Hi, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. Anyway, this is about the late and unlamented Charlie Kirk. All right, Charles Kirk is lamented by some, but I think the world largely no. MAGA Americans, yes, but most of the world, certainly the non-white world, will not miss someone who spent his life spitting venom at all sorts of people, at being so disparaging towards ethnic minorities in the United States. Towards anybody who wasn't a Christian fundamentalist like him. And it's notable that there was so much gnashing of teeth and wailing and no doubt rending of clothing by the MAGA movement in the United States. Staggeringly, President Donald J. Trump ordering that all the US flags he can control, I suppose every federal building, every military base, be lowered at half mast for a week for this guy who was really a white power shock jock. Who was never a senator, was never a congressman, never contested any public office, so far as I know, and just spent his whole life being divisive. Now, being divisive is not an entirely bad thing. Okay, there are different viewpoints; they're not all equally worthy of respect. We don't have to pretend to agree to each other, or even respect each other, or whatever. Candor, obviously. He was dishonest, resorted to rhetorical sleight of hand, and so on. But he did an awful lot to aggravate animus between different racial groups, between all sorts of groups in American society, and actually all over the world. So I think that his pestilential influence on the American body politic is something that we should not miss. So go on about him. So he was uneducated, anti-intellectual, though, I mean, he misused some big words. He had a fundamental misunderstanding of science, and I'm no scientist, but I admit my deficits. I tried to educate myself. I'm very aware of this. He was anti-pedagogical, telling people that tertiary education was a scam. I mean, just because he failed in it, and so on. Yeah, that's right. So we should have no doctors, no engineers, no dentists, no nurses, no academics, no teachers. No architects and so forth. You'd be much better off. You're right. I mean, Charlie Kirk and his ilk should just go back to the Stone Age. So he's a real lame brain. But more about Mr. Kirk. Astonishingly, yeah, then he had it in for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., describing him as a bad man. In what possible way was Dr. King a bad man? Well, I mean, I completely concur with you, the Prince of Prime You. Dr. King was a moral titan. Now, I'm a right winger, and I don't think it makes me a left winger or even a centrist to say that Dr. King was morally upstanding. He was physically courageous, as he was morally courageous. He faced death threats. He ultimately laid down his life for equality. And that really is the American dream. And you'll find it all in the Declaration of Independence or the US Constitution, all this stuff about, not discriminating against race, creed, or color, even though the United States did the exact opposite. For the first half of its history. Right up into the 1960s, Charlie Kirk was against the Civil Rights Act. I mean, are you out of your mind? They say never judge a man till you walked a mile in his shoes. So, Charlie Kirk had no empathy. Imagine you've been born black in the American South in the Jim Crow era. Would the Civil Rights Act be good for you or not? Of course, it would be good for you. It's good for whites too, because it's good for whites if African Americans have equal access to education, because then they can achieve so much more. They can do so much more of the learned professions. It enriches. It's not like racial conflict. If not one race loses, the other wins. I mean, only a racist would think like that, i.e., Charlie Kirk. I am enriched by, non-white doctors, academics, I've sat, sat at their feet or they've treated me, and so on. I'm enriched by the wealth they generate for the country, for the world, and so on. I benefit from them. So race is only skin deep unless you're someone like Charlie Kirk. Speaking of MLK, what do I think of Malcolm X? Well, I don't want to be distracted by him. Apparently, he was into sort of racial harmony by the end. Charlie Kirk was an ignoramus. Dr. King, he attended college at the age of 16. He got a PhD, which under 1% of the population did at the time, which about 0.1% of African Americans did. So he was a super high achiever. He was an outstanding orator. and so forth. And he was someone who lived the gospel, who was Christian in the best sense of the word. And I know it's cherry picking, he had to overlook the nasty bits of the Bible, but it was as though Charlie Kirk only wanted the vicious bits, only wanted the genocidal parts, and to enact them against the Palestinians, or probably Canaanites, Amalek, as he might see them. Oh, thank you so much. Well, I do sculpt it so carefully. And Dr. King lived not that much longer than Charlie Kirk. Dr. King, who was murdered at the age of 39 by someone of Charlie Kirk's own ilk, someone who no doubt loathed the Civil Rights Act. This really is staggering. And Charlie Kirk saying that Ketanji Brown Jackson didn't have the brain power to be on the Supreme Court. I mean, this is sick. Of course she did. She graduated from Harvard. I mean, who was the one lacking brain power? It was Charlie Kirk. This is projection. It's staggering. There was no factual basis for saying that. Now, I approached her with an open mind. I saw her hearings in Congress. I mean, she's evil on Roe versus Wade, but she's good in other things. And she comports herself with a dignity that it would have profited Charlie Kirk to study. So she had decorum about her. She was modest and so on. She kept her cool despite some rather unfair attacks on her. And it is judge sentencing people in non-production cases of child pornography. I know, a very emotive subject. She was not a demagogue. She did justice, even was unpopular. She gave these people appropriate prison sentences. And I know it's very easy to play the gallery and give them the longest possible prison sentence. She did the right thing. So, and for that, I admire her. I respect her. And so on. So, yeah, when he said that she was ideological, unintelligent, yet confident fanatic, well, that was Charles Kirk in a nutshell, saying that the USA is under tyranny. I mean, was he out of his mind? There are problems under the in the United States. It's nowhere near tyranny. Trump has talked about it, putting on the streets, troops on the streets into states which he doesn't like, because the Democrats win there, trying to cheat in elections, steal elections, unleashing mobs, inciting mob violence. He is a convicted criminal. It's virtually certain he's committed sex crimes. I mean, we know a US court, well, I think it's a New York court, found that he sexually abused a woman. I mean, he's the one who wants tyranny. He's the one who's always spitting hatred at out groups like Muslims. He's absolutely sickening. He wants to deport American citizens, to strip Americans of their citizenship if they're not white. I mean, it's just revolting. So, he's the one who's brought the USA closer to tyranny than anyone else. And even under the Democrats, of course, Charlie Kirk could say his piece. Okay, some colleges wouldn't allow him in, but that's not federal law, state law. And Charlie Kirk saying Joe Biden should be executed for crimes against the United States. Well, what were those crimes? What were those felonies? I know Biden is a mass murderer. Most presidents are, in his case, of little children in the United States. And of course, he's partly responsible for the Gaza genocide. So is Trump. This is about the general brutalization that Charlie Kirk advocated for, saying he wanted more executions faster, as in, so no proper appeals process. We already know that innocent people have been executed in the United States. He wanted to happen even more. And I wonder which race is going to be most impacted by that, Charlie. And he wants them to be televised, people to watch them. He said even people under 16 to watch these executions. I mean, this is revolting. How vicious can you possibly get? Wow. Saying that Democrat women want to die alone and childless. Well, what nonsense this is. Many Democrat women in the United States are married. They have boyfriends or girlfriends or wives or whatever. And many of them have children. Maybe even most of them have children. I know, and I don't have a datum to my fingertips, that their fertility rate is a little bit lower than the Republican women. And it is true that married women are a bit more likely to vote Republican than Democrat, even if you control for age, partly because Republican voters tend to be more religious and think it's more important to get married. And Democrats might live in a long-term relationship for decades and not wed and so forth. Saying that African Americans were better off under Jim Crow. I mean, wow, staggering, sickening. We could maybe excuse this wickedness by saying, oh, he's just that ignorant. I mean, maybe he wasn't as thick as he pretended, suggesting that black people were unworthy to be pilots. Wow. I mean, I know there's affirmative action. Do African Americans get to qualify as pilots with lower scores and so on? Not to my knowledge and so on. That they take white jobs and white places in college. What? I mean, there shouldn't be reservation for certain races and so forth. We probably regards the presidency as being a white job, that Obama had no right to it. I'm not sure if he pushed the birther conspiracy theory. Now, whereas the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. did everything he could to bring people together, to promote amity between the different races. He had no animus towards whites at all, despite a serious minority of whites being vicious towards him. He'd grown up in a time when the Ku Klux Klan had committed their ritual murders in public, unmasked, and got away with it. Jubilant about these absolutely sadistic crimes they committed against totally innocent black people. Wow. And that was terrorism in the United States that state governments in the former Confederacy at best winked at and at worst actively committed. Anyway, and Kirk goes on to say women should submit to their husbands, that they shouldn't pursue education or careers. Why did you marry Erica? She did all that. Kirk was obviously a wimp, a coward, someone who was threatened by educated women, who was scared of African American success. The guy who wanted, looser gun laws. Well, I mean, he got what he wanted, because if there were reasonable gun laws, he might be alive today. And he's just so stupid saying a republic is not a democracy. No, a republic is a government, a country without a monarch. That's it. And it's free a republic rather than democracy. North Korea is a republic. Is that what you want? Turkmenistan. So those tyrannical states of all time have been republics. I mean, the Third Reich, the Soviet Union, you could say. And actually, you can have both in the constitutional title: Democratic People's Republic of Korea, for example. That's North Korea. And incidentally, the modern Greek word for republic is demokratia. So it's not like that they're somehow mutually exclusive. It was a false dichotomy he was introducing, saying that republic leads to harmony, and he was the one who did all he could to spread disharmony, saying democracy leads to tyranny. Well, I mean, you can think of dozens of democracies that don't, like Canada, like the United Kingdom, like France. Anyway, so he will not be missed. Why not so much a Republican mourning for Dr. King? And okay, and I know that was years ago. That's when was it, the summer of 1968, and it was a Democratic president, LBJ. But and obviously there were some Republicans who mourned him. There were still some Dixiecrats who were racialist at the time. Do I think we'll try to run in 2028? Well, obviously we know Trump is constitutionally barred, and I know he claimed, "Oh, Biden cheated in 2020, so I should get an extra shot at it." Obviously, there's no basis for saying that. He lost about 60 court cases. Donald J. Trump, mostly by Trump-appointed judges. I think he won a solitary court case in all this. My goodness. Yes, I realize the end of Reconstruction, about 1877, left the African American community in the former Confederacy in a ghastly situation. It was horrendous, and they weren't fully emancipated, were often in semi-servitude into the early 20th century. So I could have been born black, and I'd be the same person, and I would have had radically different experiences in the quantum confederacy than if I were white. And white privilege was real in the former confederacy right up until the 1960s. I'm very glad that that racial equality came in. It ought to go without saying that no one should be mistreated on the basis of his race, color, national origin, nationality, sex, sexual orientation, and so on. But we see that Kirk was totally against equality. So he was a really foul specimen. What a skunk. So yeah, I don't miss him. Whereas Martin Luther King was imperfect, he was human, but he was trying to work for good. I mean, I think the most basic question is, are you trying to produce suffering or reduce suffering? And he was definitely trying to reduce it, to reduce violence, to introduce tranquility, friendship, saying that black and white should sit down at the table of brotherhood, and Protestant and Catholic and Jew and Gentile, and so forth, and also to end the terrible economic inequality. And another thing, Charlie Kirk, he wanted pro-life children to be saved in the womb, and I do too. But what if they're hungry children at school and their parents don't provide them a lunch? Should the lunch be provided for them for free? No, he's saying. I mean, what? Some parents should get a job. Okay, they should. And he's against minimum wage. Well, what if they can't afford it? They've got a dozen children, which I'm sure he's approve of. Okay, so what's going to happen? You could have been that starving child. Would you want a meal or not? You should. And super rich people, and I believe Charlie Kirk was a multimillionaire, could pay a tiny bit more in tax to feed hungry children. So much for his compassion. So much for him being a Christian. Jesus Christ suffered the little children to come unto me. The man with two shirts must give one shirt to the man who has none, and so on. So he was completely lacking in mercy or common decency. So yeah, I don't miss him. What a monster. And no, I didn't want him to be shot. He shouldn't have been physically harmed. Didn't want him to go to the grave. I wanted him to go to school, to have a little bit of Christian humility and learn the error of his ways and come round to a more humane position. Could still be a right winger. I don't think it makes me a left winger to say that, hungry children should be fed at public expense. That's not too much to ask, especially in the USA, often boasting as the richest country in the world. And I know there are plenty of Americans who agree with me. So he was really pernicious. It really was reprehensible what a baleful influence he had in American politics. And sadly, his legacy is going to last on for a very long time. And of course, I feel sorry for his widow. She chose him, chose an absolute asshole. But all right, I know she loved him. There's no doubt that she was sincere. His daughter and son did not choose him, and they're going to go on suffering. And they're the real victims in this. But if it wasn't for Charlie Kirk, maybe not quite so many Palestinian children would have been murdered. Right. So as for his position on abortion, I suppose be happy if it was only done to Palestinian children. On guns, I suppose you'd be happy if abortion was only done with guns the second after the child was born. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then PayPal, georgecarlin7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.